Sam Edmund. For LK Diesel Service, your Kubota generator and engine experts. Visit lkdiesel.com.au.
Sammy Edmund's back and has got plenty of good news for North Melbourne supporters.
Well, this is a trade update, essentially, Jack, and good morning to you, Wiss, but we can't mention Todd Goldstein in those dispatches anymore because he's turned his back on a big Geelong offer. It was a four-year deal in the end from the Cats, Wiss, to get him down the highway. Four years. Gee. He's turned his back on that. He's accepted a three-year deal. It might be two with a trigger, but a generous one. It's essentially a three-year offer, so he will stay a one-club player at Arden Street, which is absolutely huge for that club.
It is. There'll be some spring in Reece Stanley's step right now too, and others and others down there at Geelong. This is the best news for them. So the deal was struck when?
Look, I don't know, but I think it was signed off on officially yesterday. Now, Geelong came, we know they came really hard for him, but they came really hard late. Four-year offer, as I say. That just kept getting bigger and bigger. North Melbourne, though, they came to the party in the end with that improved offer. That was enough to convince Big Todd to stay and his manager, Tom Petroro, to have it signed on the dotted line. So that'll be announced later on today. Nat, speak about a Reece Stanley having a spring in his step. Well, another Reece, sure, will have a massive spring in his step. I'm not sure what they would have done if he'd upped and left.
They couldn't afford to lose him.
They couldn't.
And his form this year, particularly the last half of this season, was as good as we've seen Todd Goldstein ever play.
Yeah. Yeah, ever. I agree. So there you have it. So St Kilda had sniffed around too for a while, but they decided to go in another direction there. Rowan Marshall really came on, obviously, this year, and now they're going to get Paddy Ryder in as a number two. So Todd Goldstein, number one, as you say, showed no real signs of slowing down. But to stay at a footy club that isn't at the pointy end like the Cats is a massive call, massive statement of loyalty from him.
Yeah, I think they like what they are building there and what they're seeing there. And if you examine their form, like, they are better than I think most footy fans outside of North Melbourne fans might think they are North Melbourne.
Yep. Okay. Let's move on then. Joe Danaher. I liked the game they played on Fox last night. Hands up, who thinks Joe Danaher will be in Sydney? Now, in this room now, Jack, do you think Joe Danaher will be in Sydney next year?
Yes.
Tim?
I don't know. I really don't know. But then what Zach Merritt had to say yesterday, if you haven't heard this, this is what Zach Merritt had to say in response to where Joe Danaher is at right now.
Joe's obviously got to make his mind up himself. I think he's made it pretty clear that he's going to have a bit of time away and decide what he wants to do with his footy going forward. So, I'm fully supportive of Joe, whatever he does, and I hope that he's hopefully at Essendon next year.
There's two ways of looking at it. You can applaud Zach Merritt for being completely and utterly
oblivious.
Open and honest.
Right.
Or you can say that he's naive and he's just thrown his teammate and the club under the bus. I don't think this would have gone down particularly well, the fact that Zach had that to say, but he's just being honest about where he knows one of his teammates and his mates at now.
So let's assume,
because Joe had hosed the whole thing down pretty much by saying, oh, no, you know, I've got a contract, all that sort of stuff. And then the discussion turned to, oh, well, maybe he's just talking about whether or not he extends his deal at Essendon, or he doesn't extend his deal, but definitely he'll be playing there next year. Now there's great uncertainty about where he might be as a result of what Zach had to say.
So assuming it happens, what gets it done? So let's say if the Blues give up 8 for Papley, no doubt the Dons are going to ask for the world for Joe Danaher. He's contracted. Adrian Dodoro drives a hard bargain at the best of times. They'll ask Sydney for 4 and 8. I'm convinced of that as a starting point. They'll definitely do it.
You're saying that if the 8 goes to Sydney for Papley?
Yes.
What about the deal? Would you take Papley and their first round pick?
I'm Essendon, well, I don't know if Essendon are crying out for a player of that caliber. They've got small forwards by the bucket load, haven't they? I'm not sure.
You can't have too many type of player.
Maybe not. But we had Tom Harley on this program. I don't know if it's worth playing this. I don't want this to be unfair on Tom, because things do change, and we all take Tom as being upfront and honest. And he was on this program. He was good enough to come on a couple of months back. And the question, I think, Wisp, you might have put it to him direct. Tom Harley on the catch-up with Joe Danaher.
And just to finish up, you won't be making an offer to Joe Danaher for him to leave Essendon and go to the Sydney Swans. Let's just clarify that.
No, we won't be doing that, Jim.
So, well, we'll see what happens. So things can change. That was
you
a long time ago.
You keep telling
things
me
that. Things can change.
So does it change if Joe rings Tom and says, I want to come? Is that the only way it changes?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what we're hearing just on the grapevine, just the whisper, the murmur, is that if you have to put either Sydney or Joe in the driver's seat of this trade vehicle, it's more likely to be Joe behind the wheel than maybe the other way around.
How do you feel as an Essendon fan? 1300 736 736 if you were to lose Joe Danaher. 0433 98 11 16 on the text as well. What else have you got there, Sam?
I want to raise Darcy Cameron's name with you, and his name has been raised right across the competition. The one-game Swans ruckman, of course, wants to explore his options, just wants to play football, basically. He's been linked to several clubs. You can mention Collingwood now as one of them who have sounded out Darcy Cameron, the Sydney Swans ruckman. Shai Bolton, he's resisted interest too from his home state, principally. He's re-signed with Richmond for the next two seasons as well. And I'll leave you with this. This is from World Football. You know you've had a cursed run with injury. This is Vincent Kompany, the former Manchester City defender. You know your time's up when you've done your hamstring and you can't even appear in your own testimonial game. They had a testimonial game set up for Vincent Kompany, 33 years of age. Sorry, boys, can't play. Ping the hammy again. I think it's definitely time.
Are they going to be sending him to hands?
It's for the test. Get him up for the testimonial.
Creeping hands.
Healing hands might just have another client on his way. Don't forget, you can be the caller of the week. You could win a Toyota Hilux SR5. Great finance offers on Hilux 4x4 for ABN holders. Search Toyota Value. Thank you, Sam. St Kilda Best and Fairest winner, Seb Ross, will jump on the line and have a chat to us next on SEN Breakfast.